A film that recently opened in Memphis and Charlottesville does its best to claw open old wounds. It's called CSA, the Confederate States of America. It's a fake documentary examining this premise: what if the South had won the Civil War? As NPR's Greg Allen reports, it's a loaded topic that filmmaker Kevin Wilmot approaches with satire and humor.
CSA purports to be a documentary produced by the fictional British Broadcasting System, looking at legal slavery in America that, in this version of history, still persists 150 years after the South won the Civil War. It's in turn scholarly, dramatic, funny, and potentially offensive, as in this commercial.
Viola, honey, I just saw your slave running off down the street. Hurry, call the police. No problem.
No problem? Well, aren't you afraid he'll get away?
Heavens, no. Not with The Shackle.
Introducing The Shackle, the revolutionary new way of servant monitoring.
It's probably a good thing that CSA's writer and director, Kevin Wilmot, is African-American. Wilmot, who teaches film at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, has worked for Hollywood, selling scripts to filmmaker Oliver Stone and the producers of the NBC miniseries The 70s. He was born and raised in Kansas and has long been interested in telling stories from slavery, in part because of where he grew up. In the 1850s, Kansas was torn by violence between pro- and anti-slavery proponents. The political turmoil gave rise to abolitionist John Brown and set the stage for the Civil War. But when he began submitting scripts, Wilmot says he quickly found that Hollywood doesn't consider slavery commercial.
I just tried to find a new way to tell the story, a way that did not compromise on the horrors and the difficulties of what slavery was, but at the same time was a way that we could be entertaining and reach people who would normally never see a film about the Civil War or slavery or history or anything like that.
Wilmot's partner and producer, Rick Cowan, freely admits that the satiric pseudo-documentary is bound to offend many people, including some African-Americans, Southerners, and students of Civil War history. But he says he hopes it succeeds in getting Americans to confront something they don't often acknowledge, the persistent legacy of slavery.
Blacks are embarrassed or angry about it. Whites feel guilty. So how do you talk about it? And it's through humor, and we both got, it's like, yeah, we could actually do that.
In style, CSA evokes Ken Burns' documentary series, The Civil War, using old photos and interviews with Southern-accented historians. As much as possible, the filmmakers say they based CSA on real history, in many cases with the roles reversed. Jefferson Davis, now a beloved statesman, Abraham Lincoln, a disgraced has-been exiled in Canada. Lincoln appears in a grainy, jumpy black-and-white interview purportedly filmed shortly before his death in 1905.
I fail to see it. The abolitionists understood what the consequences would be. They knew it was always about the Negro, but I was blind. Now I see what our once great country has become. I only wish that I had truly cared for the Negro.
Wilmot and Cowan concede that footage may upset those who revere Lincoln as the sainted person who freed the slaves, rather than a savvy pragmatist motivated by economic and political realities of the time.
We try to be honest about Lincoln. You know, we try to be fair about him as well, is that he wasn't an abolitionist. You know, Frederick Douglass and others brought him a long way over years to understand the horrors of slavery.
Emancipation to him, to a certain extent, was a political necessity and not an act of generosity or humanity.
CSA was accepted at last year's Sundance Film Festival, where hundreds of people waiting to see it had to be turned away. Spike Lee signed on as executive producer, and distribution rights were sold to IFC Films, a company that last year had a big success with another controversial documentary, Fahrenheit 9/11. So far in limited release, it's generated some positive reviews. The Memphis Commercial Appeal called it ingenious and disturbing. There's also been some heated online discussions. One web poster called it the hate Whitey film of all time. Ultimately, Kevin Wilmot says he's using the pseudo-documentary form to tell a story Americans usually choose to ignore, a story that started long before the Civil War and which he says he saw in the faces of some of those in New Orleans displaced by Hurricane Katrina.
When we see him, we're shocked, but that's the other America. In my opinion, it's the CSA. It's the remnants, the legacy of the CSA. When I looked at those people in front of the convention center, I saw the legacy of slavery. I saw people who were in the cycle of still trying to break out of this thing that had started a long time ago.
CSA is now playing only in Memphis. IFC says it wants to gauge reaction there before launching plans for a national release early next year. Greg Allen, NPR News.